the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, Parmi mentioned a term there, mission drift, which sometimes applies to faith organisations moving away from their founding mission, appropriate for this Easter weekend. But the term is also increasingly used to describe a process where companies shift from values-driven entities to capitalist behemoths. So if or when you find yourself changing direction in this way, is that a bad thing? Or does the ability to be nimble when it comes to change make for good entrepreneurs? Tech journalist and creator of TheBriefing.ie, Liz Carolyn, has been mulling it over.
Have you ever had one of those moments where you stop and you think to yourself, how on earth did I end up here?
At the next intersection, turn left.
You might have set out knowing where you wanted to go, knowing what you wanted to do, even knowing who you wanted to be. And yet somehow, you just find yourself blown off course and somewhere completely different.
Recalculating.
Take the founders of YouTube. They actually set out to create a dating app, but they spotted an opportunity for a video sharing app, and they went for it. This is the coveted pivot, a moment when you reassess your strategy or your business model.
Turn! I don't think we can turn anymore. Here we go. Pivot!
The ability to pivot, to change your mind and direction, is said to be what gets entrepreneurs over the line and creates successful businesses. Netflix famously did this too. They used to post people DVDs of movies to their homes. If they had never moved on to their streaming model, there would have been no Squid Games,
green light, red light,
no Stranger Things, no Lindsay Lohan chasing the Irish fairies, God forbid.
Look, it's Loch Tay. Is this where your mystical fairy lives in a sunken city at the bottom of the lake?
Yeah, exactly. You're so perceptive.
Except she's not mystical. She's wicked and selfish, and she lures men to their watery deaths.
Oh, that's right.
Evil fairy.
But a pivot is different from the mission drift. Mission drift is what happens when you slowly start to move away from the thing you set out to do in the first place. It can happen through a thousand small decisions, none of them dramatic on their own, that we mightn't even notice at the time until suddenly, bam, your company is taking multi-billion dollar investments from Microsoft and your values quietly fade into the background. Remember The Body Shop?
The name was wonderful. I mean, The Body Shop. Can you believe it? They all thought in Brighton it was a sex shop to start with.
It began as something bold, as activism wrapped in all those kiwi and mango-scented face masks and hand creams. Its founder, Anita Roddick, she talked about business being a force for good and having an effect on the world. You wanted to be part of her gang.
And then we had the publicity because we opened next to a funeral parlour and they sent me a solicitor's letter saying, you know, you can't call this a body shop, you know, with the coffins passing.
She brought the business from one shop, started with about £4,000, to being listed on the London Stock Exchange.
They specialised in and make all their own beauty products entirely from natural sources, herbs, vegetables and fruits. They opened their first small shop in Brighton. Today, 8 years later, Mrs. Roddick walked onto the floor of the Stock Exchange, owner of 93 shops all over the world.
Oh, it was so exciting. I feel like a Bisto kid that's just found that pot of gravy. It was wonderful. But it's a real male bastion, and I'm sure you wouldn't be interviewing me today if I was a fella.
But over time, the ownership shifted. L'Oreal took over, it was sold again and again.
But hasn't it all grown a bit too big now? I mean, hasn't a lot of the fun gone out of the business?
Are you kidding? It's just starting.
As other companies offered alternatives, and The Body Shop seemed to lose its soul, the mission didn't end as such. It just sort of drifted. And this wasn't good for business. The Body Shop has had to shut down hundreds of stores, and last year they had to be rescued from administration.
Once a company with green values at its heart, it now finds itself deep in the red.
But mission drift isn't inevitable. There are examples of companies, of people, who set out with strong values and who double down on them when the opportunity comes up. Patagonia is one example. You probably know their waterproof jackets. The founder, Yvon Chouinard, he set out to make durable and less environmentally damaging climbing gear. This was back in the 70s. The company leaned into its mission, pioneered the use of recycled materials, and it repairs, to this day, old products for free. And then in 2022, Chouinard gave away ownership of the company entirely, structuring it so all the profits that he didn't reinvest in the business went towards fighting climate change.
The reluctant billionaire has never been swayed by business norms, even encouraging consumers to limit their spending at his company.
You know, you've heard of recycle and reuse. You also have to consider refuse. Refuse to buy something. You know, if you don't need it, don't buy it.
We all can't give everything away, but there is real strength in knowing what it is that we aren't willing to sell. Because values aren't a distraction from success. Sometimes they're the reason that we get there.
You've arrived at your destination.
Liz Carolyn there.